Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the True Glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. It is time for an edition of football's finest. We have the Expressway coming up here in 20 minutes. LA Live in 40. Jared Sandler is going to join us when this Rangers game gets over. Here's Eric Chiafalo with some football chatter.
Let's do it. 877-881-1053. We do need to do some cleanup, though, on our bracket. Funniest USA That's town right. names. And by the way, it is bracket season. It is madness season. Friday, 2 to 7, G-Bag Nation cold beers and cheeseburgers in Euless. Looking forward to hanging out with all the Tolos.
$3 Michelob Ultras.
Oh, my gosh. Shots with Post-it notes on them.
Shots... beers,
TVs everywhere,
burgers.
Lucius gets that TV situation taken care of right off the jump.
How about them buffalo chicken egg rolls?
I cannot wait. I'm gonna get two orders for them.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a good move.
Crushing, bro.
So any onions good. In those? Any onions?
I don't think there's onions.
No,
just damn good flavor. That's all I know.
You won't taste them if there is, man.
Yeah, just go for it, man.
Fantastic.
I love it.
So,
sure. Oh, thanks, man.
Cheers.
Yeah, I heard that all my life from my mom. Oh, you'll never taste them. I chopped them up really small.
Tomorrow I'm doing the brat with the mac cheese brisket thing, bringing those in.
The concession item that we're tweaking a little bit. We're not going with the hot dog. We're going with the brat.
We're going with the brat, but Dawson requested, because of the no bread situation, wrapped like as a burrito in a flour tortilla.
I love the distinction between no bread, but you can still do the tortilla. That's beautiful.
And pasta.
Yeah. And we can do the mac and cheese and the tortilla.
Let's not do too much here, guys. We're going to get this thing organized.
It's Lent for the ages.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
I might put a fish stick on top of it just for good measure.
I'd have to pass at that point.
That's going to be good, dude. I'm looking forward to that.
You hate fish sticks? I thought you were the fish stick guy.
Fish sticks are amazing. Gordon's, bro?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
But with brisket and a brat?
No, I'm just trying to make him kind of lint-like.
Oh, yeah, lint it up just a little bit.
Just lint him up a little bit.
Yeah, not following the directions that well. But my version works for me, and it brings me closer to the Lord. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. Well, we have our championship now, the 16 seed at Mianus, Connecticut versus the 3 seed Big Beaver, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And the Tolos were the one. I'll tell you what, it was a battle. Goochland versus Big Beaver was as neck and neck as you could fathom. But I believe Slight Edge, in terms of total tallies, Big Beaver advances to the championship. So over the course of the next 15 minutes or so, Tolos, we will crown a champion, and you will dictate. Is it Mianus, Connecticut, 16 seed, or is it the 3 seed, Big Beaver, Pennsylvania?
Big Beaver won by a hair that last round.
Who's better at cutting down the nets, Mianus or a Big Beaver?
Well, I look forward to seeing the results of this star-studded matchup. What a Cinderella story, though, for Mianus. 16 seed
going
on a run like that.
On a run.
Okay, to the footballs, and we'll get some running back stuff in here. I did want to note that Byron Leftwich back coaching on a sideline near you, if, of course, you're near Boulder, Colorado.
Oh!
That's right. He is joining Prime? Coach Prime's staff.
There you go.
That is brought to you by Jordan Schultz, NFL insider, enemy of Ian Rappaport, who joins us live at 3 p.m. tomorrow on a Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah, looking forward to chatting with Schultz there. He's got a lot of good football insight.
Leftwich went from a head coach candidate to he's been not even in coaching for the last season or two. I don't know exactly what the role is because it doesn't say OC or anything, but he's going to be on staff in some offensive capacity. So congratulations to him. And Deion Sanders continues the pipeline of former NFL players on his coaching staff and seems to be working. Warren Sapp was at the microphone the other day just saying like he's addicted to it. He's gotten a taste of coaching, and now Warren Sapp just cannot get enough. He loves it.
I would not have him anywhere near my players. But Deion probably knows better than me, but I'd be terrified.
Yeah.
I don't want you going out with Warren Sapp after practice. I don't want him telling you what the NFL life is like or what your goals should be. He was a hell of a player.
I can tell he's coaching and he's just dialed in on it, though, because at Radio Row, he got into an argument with somebody on the air that Micah Parsons is not a good pass rusher.
Yes, so it's like, that was incredible.
You know what? This guy really is just locked in.
That was the guys at Westwood 1, I think.
Yeah, I think it was Gelb versus Sapp.
Yeah.
Gelb took him to the woodshed on that one. Byron Leftwich now in college. You also had the Alabama Pro Day today with Jalen Milroe, and we discussed him a little bit earlier this week. Alabama quarterback, where's he going to get taken? Some had him, I believe it was Alabama's timers, had him at a 4.37. Okay.
Of course they did.
Now, Daniel Jeremiah says from his scouts, he got anywhere from a 4.44 to a 4.49. So still blazing fast for a quarterback or really for anybody. But the 4.37 is probably a little bit juiced there from the home cook and on the stopwatch.
He's not quite a Lamar Jackson level quick, but he's still damn fast.
Yeah, and he's built so much more impressively from like a muscular standpoint. Like you watch him, he's running that thing shirtless, and oh my gosh, this dude is a brick S house at the quarterback position. He can run through dudes, and then obviously the speed speaks for itself. But 4.44, 4.49, it'll be interesting. Bratis, didn't you say, you told me on Love of the Star Odyssey podcast that this is the weekend. This is the quarterback weekend for Brian Broaddus. He's going to be locked in the film room lab scouting out the quarterbacks.
Yep.
And how would you say Milroe did in college? Was he the reason they were great, or was his shortcomings the reason they weren't more of a contender?
There's some thoughts about him. His ability at times was not where it needed to be in some of those big games. And there were others where that he was fantastic. I know against LSU, he was LSU at the time was rolling along pretty well, but man, he just carved us up. I said it was very reminiscent of when Dak played against LSU and his ability. It just reminded me of this beat down by a quarterback that can run, you know, can throw. He's going to have to work on the accuracy part of it. I mean, his receivers work a lot for the ball. And so I'm looking forward to this weekend sitting down and chopping up all these quarterbacks. But his accuracy is going to have to improve. I'm going to try and get you guys the actual time what he ran at Alabama, and we'll go from there. How about that?
Okay, yeah, that would be fantastic. He is the guy that most notably had his hand size grow from like Senior Bowl to Combine. in a pretty impressive manner. So it's a guy willing to put the work in. He's literally extending and putting the work in to grow his extremities to be the best version of himself.
I didn't think that was possible, but he proved otherwise. Whatever it takes.
I think there's a handful of exercises that you can do. I can only imagine how much time they spent on somebody stretching his hand out over the course of month between the Senior Bowl and the Combine. But good for him on that.
I remember a young Peter Brady. Maybe it was Bobby Brady, but doing anything he could possibly do to grow, including hanging upside down from a bar for hours.
Wow.
Trying to grow himself. Didn't work.
Got some Alabama fans texting in just saying,
Brady Bunch, what a show.
Saying Milroe can't throw. And I would say, I mean, he's got a cannon of an arm.
Yeah, he just doesn't know where it's going to go.
The arm strength, but the accuracy, which is certainly probably even more important.
Yeah, you can watch him against...
that's got to get cleaned up.
Yeah, Tennessee, there's games, that he struggled in.
It's such a long shot, but that's the guy I want the Cowboys to take. I mean, let's go ahead and roll the dice a little bit, and he'll probably be terrible. He'll very much be terrible his rookie year, you know? So if Dak goes out, then you lose pretty much the rest of the games. But you give this guy some experience and see if he can make something of it at the NFL level.
Yeah, it's like the Justin Fields thing. Remember I think it was his rookie year in Chicago. They couldn't win at all, but he was lighting it up from a rushing standpoint, running all over teams and keeping them in games, but they could never actually win them, and it could be a similar situation if you had Milroe, because that skill set of him running is so lethal that he will put some pressure on some teams from that standpoint.
I mean, and if you add... another defensive player at 12. You know, it's crazy how much defensive talent they could have. I think just running the ball and playing defense could be a very strong winning formula.
Okay, 877-881-1053. We're still texting in on our championship for our bracket today. Is it Mianus, Connecticut, the 16 seed, or is it the 3 seed Big Beaver, Pennsylvania? Let your voice be heard. Chris Sims, quarterback rankings, and I look forward to Broadus's next week, but he's got Cam Ward in Tier 1. Tier 2 is Shedeur Sanders and Jackson Dart. And then Tier 3, it's Kyle McCord and Quinn Ewers. So that's how he's looking at this thing. I don't see Milroe in his top five, but that's all I see from him.
Sims went to school at Texas, so I could see a little love there for his guy.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
But Sims has been pretty on point
with some of his quarterback rankings. You know, he does a fine job. I'm just saying, he did go to school at Texas. It's like my love for Mason Taylor, Jason Taylor's son, who's the tight end.
Well, LSU bias.
LSU bias all the way. I mean,
he's a good player, though.
He is a good player. Yeah.
Speaking of good players, and speaking of Texas, Jahdae Barron, a guy that we love, corner. Cowboys probably don't like him for certain size reasons, arm length, but the speed is incredible. Measurables. The tape is unbelievable. Yeah. He's got the dog mentality. And I learned today that apparently he grew up as a boxer. And so he credits a lot of his boxing skills with the hand-eye coordination and stuff like that to making him as dominant
sweet
of a player.
Sweet science, right?
Yeah.
That's what they call it?
Is that what it is?
I have no idea. Is boxing known as the sweet science?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, thank you. Sweet science. Here we go.
Yeah, I mean, transitive
skills.
He's a
hell of a player, man. He is a hell of a player.
I mean, here's one of the plays that I love, and he's great in coverage.
Yeah.
But you watch Scataboo play, and in that playoff game.
Then turn him down.
Just meets him right in the hole.
Yeah.
Scataboo's just truck sticking dudes left and right, breaking tackles at a pretty rapid rate outside of Ashton Jeanty. Scataboo's the guy who's going to be breaking the most tackles, at least in this draft class. But Jahdae Barron meets him in the hole. We're talking about a 1 yard gain. This is your corner sticking his nose in there and
laying
in the
booger hole.
Right there in the booger hole, man. Jahdae Barron, I absolutely love him. And the boxing aspect, just it makes a ton of sense. But it's also just an added notch on the belt of just like the toughness, the skills, it's through the roof. One guy that the Cowboys might find some interest in, first round, you know, definitely been a bust because he was a number one overall pick and he hasn't sniffed that type of production. But he has started to come along over the last couple of years in Jacksonville. Trayvon Walker, he's a defensive lineman out of Georgia. Yep, 2022 is the number one overall pick. Teams are interested in trading for him now, and the Jaguars are listening. Ever since Crosby went off the market, Myles Garrett went off the market, looks like Trey Hendrickson might end up staying in Cincinnati. So teams that are trying to get some depth at the very least at the edge rusher spot, Trayvon Walker, now a guy that teams are kicking the tires on. So I wonder how much it would cost, but that's right up the Cowboys' alley.
I saw where they're not going to pick up his fifth-year option, right?
Right. That's he hasn't done enough.
That? I'm sorry.
No.
By the way, the times where my guy said 449 twice, he said others had him faster, though. for Milroe.
Yeah.
Like I was at the pro day.
He's sub 4.5, no matter how you slice it. That's pretty unbelievable. And again, for his size, like he's got to be 220, 225 pounds, just properly built.
You got to have it. And if you have a ton of it, you can really make waves. You know, I think what the Eagles did, you know, has to maybe be showing the Cowboys, hey, load up on defensive linemen if you want to, you know, dominate on that side of the ball. You can make a lot of guys look on the back end really great. So if the Cowboys would do something like that, I'd be excited. But I'm already excited, you know, and I'm thinking here with this 12th pick, if they would go with another impact defensive lineman and that thing hits, then, you know, you could be talking about the best defense in the NFL. Of course, you got to get Diggs back. But, like, you get Overshown and Diggs back, like, it could get really exciting quickly around here, which is, you know, not what I anticipated doing going into this free agency. But, you know, hats off to the Cowboys so far.
Wow. What do you think about this, the analysis from Todd McShay, NFL draft analyst, talking about this year's running back class? Okay. We know how impressive it is, how deep it is.
Yep.
But he says there are a lot of running backs that suck in pass protection. He said, I was shocked going through the cutups. Now, is that a trait that you would generally agree with a lot of these running backs? They're good, but they're not good pass protectors.
Yeah, I do that podcast every night with Vach Lombardi, and we talk about that, and he always makes fun of me. He goes, I could tell what running backs you're going to like that we talk about because they're pass blockers. And he's right. And I usually kind of stack them all together, and I think that's the thing that's why I have Henderson from Ohio State, like in the second round, is because I think he's a complete player. His ability to run the football, he catches well, but man, he is a square pass protector. And there's some really good those guys that do a really nice job of that. So yeah, it's something that's kind of I feel like if you want to be that every down back, you have to have some ability to pass protect.
Okay, so that leads me to, I think, the Cowboys' reasoning for the Javonte Williams signing.
He can pass protect.
That's really, like, the number one thing he's most synonymous with outside of catching the ball.
Yeah.
But he's clearly not a runner. They didn't get him to be a runner.
Not at all.
I think there's a chance that they looked at this draft class and they're thinking to themselves, hey, if we're not going to take a Ginty or one of these guys in the first round or second round, the rest of these guys, there's a good chance that they're not going to be able to pass protect at all. And you're remember dealing with a banged up off injury Dak Prescott. Protecting Dak is now of the highest order. And it has been for a while, but especially now, if he's got no mobility off an injury over 30 years old, protecting him is of the utmost importance. And so they went in free agency and said, hey, we can find runners in the draft. There's a bunch of good runners and they need it desperately. They need a starting running back who on first and second down, you can hand the ball off to and feel good about it. They don't have that right now, but they do have a guy who, hey, don't have much, but I know on third down, you can protect my aging, brittle quarterback. Javonte Williams, we needed that.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking of a kid too, like the Trevor Etienne from Georgia who transferred from Florida. There's a guy that's 5'9", he's 198, but man, he does not let being 5'9 get in the way of pass protecting. You know, and he catches the ball exceptionally well. He's an explosive player. That's kind of maybe a day three guy right there for you. That you know, if you don't select one in the first three, maybe the day three could be there for him. But there's some guys that can do this very well. But I think McShay's right. The majority of men, you're hoping that they can do it.
How was Rico at it?
I think Rico got better. I think Rico
was
got
at least
better.
Decent.
It's funny how Zeke got worse, and Rico got better. That's how that thing flipped.
I would imagine it's a young man's game unless you're just built like a fullback, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's the physical aspect to it, but then there's also just the cerebral aspect to it of knowing which guy to pick up.
Sure.
Amidst the protections, which I think is a whole other, you know, ball of wax there when you're talking about being able to be a good pass protector. Some guys can physically do it, but...
I think it's a really good point. It's consistent with how they've operated over the years. And we made fun of them for a long time of how much they valued Zeke's pass protection when he was still good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how can you still have him in the game? At that time, it was instead of Joe Randle.
Right.
Remember that?
Yes, it's been a huge priority. And now, again, with the Dak status, it has to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so, now, I did love this because Javonte Williams said that his quote was, "The sky's the limit for me and Miles Sanders in Dallas," which is pretty laughable. And then
Tony Pollard, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, yes. So Javonte Williams is alleging that the sky is the limit for him and Miles Sanders in Dallas. And Jay Croucher on Twitter said, one of those low skies, like the salt flats in Bolivia, where the light reflects off the thin layer of water over the salt and creates the visual illusion that the sky is so close, you can reach out and touch it.
How? Well, is that not incredible?
Well done.
Jay Croucher, nice work. Okay, speaking of nice work, congratulations to the 3-seed Big Beaver, Pennsylvania.
Whoa.
In a landslide victory over the incredible once-in-a-lifetime Cinderella story.
Cinderella.
The 16-seed Minus Connecticut. They fall.
Cinderella. Thank you, Chief. That was fun, man. The names, the funniest
city
names.
This is a run for Big Anus.
In the USA.
Minus.
Oh, Minus.
Big Beaver.
Big Beaver.
They
I
get the ultimate
them.
Prize.
Very fitting. Minus finishes number two. We have the expressway audio of a former Cowboy calling them out for not being on the team right now. LA Live's coming up at 5:40, and we're back here. It's the G-Bag Nation, the fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. LA Live's coming up in 16 minutes. Sans is going to join us coming up in 10, talk about today's Rangers game. DeGrom went 4, gave up a couple of runs, and the Rangers lost to the Mariners 3-2, so we'll talk with Sans about that and more here in just a minute. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org, and the Expressway. Every night at this time, commercial free to the top is brought to you by the On Time Experts. Yeah, Seager hit a bomb. We'll ask the Sands about that as well. But let's start here with some audio that's gone viral. Former Cowboy calling him out. This is Charvarius Ward, undrafted on the Cowboys 6-7 years ago. Had a good camp, but then they traded him. He's now with the Colts. Here's Ward on the Cowboys.
You don't have many opportunities as an undrafted. Yeah, like you said, you don't have many opportunities as an undrafted free agent. Even going back to the Cowboys, I signed with them as an undrafted free agent. In training camp at OTAs, I was strapping them boys. Like, the threes that I was going against, the twos that I was going against, the ones that I was going against, I was strapping all them boys. And I thought I was going to make the team in Dallas, but Dallas don't make a lot of good decisions, so they ended up trading me to Kansas City.
Ooh, wow, shots fired. The Cowboys, that was one of the bigger mistakes.
He's not wrong. I'll never forget, because we were getting ready for the broadcast. It was a preseason game against Houston down with the Texans, and he was on the sidelines. We were kind of hearing whispers that he was getting shipped to Kansas City because they needed a guard. He's not lying. I mean, everybody that was watching those practices were like, man, they found one here. They found one here. And
yeah,
man, he's not wrong. That is a very, very bad decision for a player that has had a really nice career.
They could have really used him. I mean, they've had to spend quite a few draft picks on corners. I remember that it was for a guard, Anger.
Yeah.
EIH. I think he was just never good.
Never played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that one was tough there. But, that's shots fired. And I think that's more evidence of the reputation around the league, that this is more of a fumbling sort of front office now. It only took one losing season for, that to shift. You have former Cowboys saying this. I mean, even the current Cowboys are saying we need to get more involved in free agency, and we'll see if they've done enough.
Yeah, and this is a guy who was traded and then was rumored like the Cowboys were interested in him on day one of free agency.
Oh, yeah.
So how much interaction did they have? And he was probably open to it, but then the Cowboys, of course, like they always do, the numbers are too expensive, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah.
So this is a guy who now feels like twice over he's been passed over by the Cowboys. So he, of course, as a competitor, is going to be taking that personally.
Yeah.
But to your point on people catching on, like, yes, the Cowboys have been doing this for a while. And with the way they team build, they haven't gotten the results that you would want. And then now you have other teams clearly building in an opposite way and getting to the promised land. So it's just so clear for everyone to see. Player, analyst, fan, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's one thing that the internet does. Like, the best ways to team build, whether they're right or wrong, like, narratives start to develop. And if your team isn't in line with that, you're going to get called out and be held accountable, I think, much more by social media. Okay, best thing in local sports today, the tush push banning is officially on the docket for the offseason. It could happen. I don't know if I could look myself in the mirror if as a competitor, I voted to ban this. But at the same time, I don't think I could resist voting for it, Brian. I think I would vote for this. And
vote
I would,
for the banning?
Yep. I mean, it's shameful to ban the play. But if, as a competitor, you have the opportunity to get it banned, greatly crippling the best team in the NFC by far, I'd do it.
I'll tell you what, though, as a competitor, I just need to do a better job of trying to figure out how to stop it. You know, I give them full credit. They've got a quarterback that does a great job. The offensive line coach, obviously, they've got the players. I mean, they take Jason Kelce out of the middle, and they just kind of replace guys inside with Becton and
It's whatever it takes to win, Brian.
It is, and you're absolutely right. And I applaud teams that come up with things that make other teams struggle to stop them.
I do too.
And yeah. It's my job. I mean, hey, keep them out of third and ones and or third and twos and fourth and ones.
That's the coach's job and the player's job.
That's exactly
up
right.
Up here in the front office, it's our job to possibly rally the other GMs to vote against this thing.
I tell you, I just, in good conscience, I would never propose it, and I would find ways to maybe.
But you're the same guy that defended the Astros cheating for doing whatever it takes to win. We've celebrated this.
No, I'm not banning this thing. I'm not banning it. No.
But you should ban it.
No.
Because we're doing whatever it takes to win, which is banning it.
We're just
using the rules to cheat.
Yeah, you're trying to get the other.
We're using the rules to cheat. You see what I'm doing here?
No, I
thought you'd like this, Brian. I'm surprised.
I am all for I'm all for trying to come up with better plays. And I tell you what, the Eagles have come up with one that is 98% sure getting them first downs and touchdowns. Good for them.
He's going with the integrity of the competition over here, Eric.
See, I guess the best.
I wish I could do the same thing.
Right. I'm with you.
I'm trying to figure out how can I get my lineman to wedge and get a quarterback that can squat like 700
pounds.
There's
only one of them.
You know? And the movement that they get on that play.
Guys as strong as Larry Allen, damn near.
Impressive. That's so impressive how they get the movement that they do on that play.
It is, yes. And I think the best.
Knowing that the ball is going to go right there.
Yeah, everybody in the building knows.
Everybody knows.
You can't stop it.
You can't stop it.
And nobody can duplicate it either.
Yeah.
But I think the best argument for banning the play is that if the defense can't push one of their own guys, if that is a rule, which it is, then why should the offense be allowed to?
Yeah.
So either everybody can do it or nobody can do it, and that's probably what has to be done.
And
here,
if we let the defense do it, it's a big ugly mashup with guys having their backs thrown out, and because that would be happening every play,
exactly,
as opposed to four times a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's an integrity of competition way to get it banned. Thank you, Eric. Yeah.
Well, and I think the Packers really need
Eric,
to be...
just shut up.
Because I think the Packers...
Let me go look.
I think the Packers, like their explanation, I don't believe is that. Like they're using a different explanation. And
not
to
a
me,
safety one.
That should... I think they are saying safety in general. Let's see. What is their reasoning? I think part of it was pace of play, which makes no sense.
Mark Murphy doesn't make
and then I
sense.
Think the other one was just general safety.
Yeah. They're trying some technicalities.
Right.
Yeah.
Where I think it really just should be more black and white. Like, hey, if the defense can't do it, then the offense can't either. End of story.
Mel Kiper Jr. did a conference call with reporters. He was asked about his projection of the Cowboys taking UNC running back Omarion Hampton. Says he's not that far off from Genty. Mm. Says when you talk to people
good
in the
player.
League.
Yeah, good player.
Says he's got the ability to run hard inside, run tough up the gut, and bounce it outside. He's got the burst, broke a lot of tackles, had two really productive years. He smells the goal line. He caught the ball well. He blocked. Says he's ready to go, and says that he and Genty are a cut above the rest. But, quote, this is a running back class I think is the deepest in the draft. Says he has 31 running backs with draftable grades.
I got 25 through the fifth.
Wow, 25 backs.
Yeah.
Through the fifth round.
Through the fifth.
You got to double dip this thing.
Yeah.
I was trying to. Remember I was talking about, like, let's just draft two running backs and not sign anybody, you know? And I would, that's what I would have, if I was in the pro department or the department with somebody and we were talking about running backs, I would say, guys, listen, these guys on the street, Let's just think about picking one maybe in the first or second round and then grabbing another one in the fourth or the fifth. You know, that and they could complement each other. They're two young guys. That's what I would have done. I don't think the Cowboys have gotten better running the football, except they've gotten better potentially coaches.
Yeah.
I just don't think they got better with the personnel that they spent money on.
Okay.
It's a little money.
Who's the analyst that just gave these rankings? With Hampton, who was that guy?
That's Mel Kiper.
That's Mel Kiper?
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know, dude. I when you look at some of the advanced metrics on these running backs, Ashton Genty's far and away the best at forcing missed tackles.
Yeah.
Far and away. And second is Tootin, the guy from Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech.
And then...
Well, Scataboo's up
actually,
there,
Actually, Scataboo
now.
Is second, and then Tootin.
Yeah.
Hampton is right there at just slightly below average in terms of missed tackles forced per attempt.
Yeah.
Yuck.
His career yards after contact are pretty good, but he doesn't break tackles in the same way.
Yeah.
So that's first and foremost. Then the explosive play rate, just like your the percentage of your runs that go for 10 or more yards. You have Genty in the top 10. So Genty's not the best at that. Actually, Scataboo is third.
Where would the guy from Central Florida be, right?
Harvey's number one.
Harvey's number one. That's what I thought.
He's the most with 10 or more yard runs. But Hampton is below average in that particular category as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't break as many tackles, and he doesn't have as many 10-plus yard runs as Jenty, and certainly nowhere close to the top guys in the draft.
That's just crazy, you know, that he's saying the league sources are telling him that folks around the NFL, with everything that you just read, how could Mel Kiper be right, Brian? What's your gut telling you?
I have Johnson above him, the guy from Iowa.
You think Mel's making stuff up?
No, I don't think he's. But there's something to this, and I always have to be alert because of Mel, and maybe it goes back to him mocking Tyler Smith to the Cowboys, you know, several years ago. I'm like, Tyler Smith, what's he doing? Yeah. He's just throwing up against the wall right now.
He does know some things.
He does know some things. He's been doing this since 1988.
But the film and the stats say that's laughable what he just said about Hampton.
Yeah, and I'm trying to...
Hampton is a good player, but he's not, like I say, if you're talking about make a miss guy, that's not his thing. Okay. That's not his thing at all.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the exact metrics on it.
He's more likely to run through people than he is and then make you miss.
Let's pick up the conversation a little bit later on here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. Jared Sandler joining us now, brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration. Go to advancedhair.com. And a good evening, Sands. How the heck you doing out there?
Guys, I'm great. I wouldn't run through anyone, and I don't know if I can make anyone miss, so I probably would be undraftable.
It's that under, you've lost too much weight. You've lost that ability. You're trying to be quicker, and you lost some power along the way.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of you to suggest I had power to lose, but if I did have any power, I think I have lost it. I look more like a holder right now than anything else.
Did DeGrom lose some power on his fastball?
No, I just think he's not dialing it up. I mean, he talked about it, was it last week? He doesn't feel the need at this point to throw 100 every pitch. I think if he wants to dial it up, he can. He said he felt a little bit off mechanically, which sometimes, you know, you can lose a mile or two per hour on that, if you're not right mechanically. But I think just in general, you know, we're gonna see DeGrom live more 97, 98, knowing that he can get up to 101, if he needs, but he just probably is going to save some of those bullets in the chamber for specific situations.
How'd he look today?
He looked fine. I mean, he got, you know, a couple of ground ball double plays, weak contact in spots. The command wasn't, you know, what you expect from Jacob DeGrom. It seemed like, just not just the two walks, but was falling behind a little bit to certain guys. And, you know, it's not a concern just because that's a part of his calling card. He has got, you know, everyone always talks about the power stuff that he has, but really what makes him so special is the ability to pair that with his top level command. And he said after his start, he just felt a little bit off. And, you know, I don't know that it's a huge concern. We'll see him once more before the season gets going. And then when the lights come on, then we'll see how he's really feeling. But I think the big win here is, you know, four innings, nearly 60 pitches. He's healthy. He's continuing to build up, and gosh, you know, just with the news that's come down with the Rangers rotation over the last week, that's the biggest win of all.
Yeah, we'll take it. That's great. Now, another thing that was cool, Adolis Garcia had another hit today, hitting over 300 in Cactus League. How would you say he looks?
Yeah, I think he looks ready to go. I wanted to save some knocks for the regular season, but, you know, he looks a little freer at the plate, and I think the key is going to be once the season starts and, you know, how often he's given in to pitchers, how often he's chasing. You know, he is not, even in 23 when he had his best year, you know, he was not a guy that just dominated the crud out of fastballs. He tears up sliders that pitchers leave over the plate and, the off-speed stuff. But what he did such a good job of in 23 was understanding that the elevated fastball, even if it is a strike, it's probably not a pitch he's going to do damage against. And it would force the umpires to call it a strike. And he would then, in turn, force pitchers to come down in the zone to him. And, you know, I just think how he responds against the fastball is going to be a big key to his success in 25.
Is Leody doing some stuff versus lefties?
He looks more comfortable. I'll say this. Leody Taveras in the box against lefties looks more comfortable right now than Evan Carter in the box against lefties. Now, I don't know that that means you're going to definitively start Leody over Evan Carter, because I think that, you know, in defense of Evan Carter, he hasn't had near the opportunity against lefties that Leody has because of his health challenges over the last 3 years. It's limited, you know, the development in that regard. But, yeah, I mean, I think Leody has looked better at the plate. I know that if you look at the overall stats this spring, I think the batting average isn't anything special, but he's hit the ball hard. He looks more comfortable. But, you know, I kind of put that in the category of it's tough to really read too much into it. It's nice to see, and you'd rather see that than a guy looking lost. Whereas with Evan Carter, I think you can put a little bit into the fact that he just still doesn't look comfortable against lefties, because that's not really an end result thing. That's just a general look and feel thing. Hopefully Leody's taking steps forward, and I think maybe, you know, and Broadus knows this, you can't discount what lighting a fire under a player's ass can do for them.
Yeah,
it's the first time in a while that Leody is going into camp not as a starting player, and maybe that has lit a little bit of a fire, and he is, you know, in a position where he can get paid in a couple years. So who knows how he responds to that, but it's definitely been encouraging, but we'll have to wait and see. Status pending on that until we get some regular season results.
I have another home run call idea for you.
Okay.
Kyle Higashioka. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah? Oh, my gosh?
Yeah. Does that work?
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
What about Gash?
Oh, my gosh, Yoka.
You're welcome.
Yeah, let's I do like the food ones, though. I think, you know, the Simeon Toast Crunch was a big hit when Eric was asking around in the clubhouse.
Yeah, that
was pretty epic.
That one took off pretty good. The menu items, I think the another Jake mash burger call, you know, a mash burger call, I think would be good for Jake.
I like that.
But, yeah, I think we had the Higashioka suggestion as a Gash nickname, but I don't know if we're still – we just don't like Higgy. That's really the big thing. We don't really like Higgy.
Because it's – you don't like the way it sounds, or because you feel like that's just not a Texas thing and we need, like, something to call our own?
I think the latter on that.
Yeah, and you can do our own thing. Okay. Jared, we'll pick up the conversation tomorrow, buddy. Appreciate you.
See you, fellas.
There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter, a must-follow for Rangers fans everywhere. Let's go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander...
Oh, shoot, you got me.
...has L.A. Live.
You got me. Trying to return this text message. I don't know if I should return the text message or block this person.
Make sure it's going to the right person, Lucius.
Yeah, they said, L.A., research flat Earth. Gravity isn't real.
Say that to the astronauts just came back from 9 months out in space. That's all they're talking about.
Come on, bro. L.A., research flat Earth. Gravity is real. It's just a random text message.
That's what that guy, Alex Stein, remember that, the basketball game?
That's your boy.
Alex Stein was hitting me up with the flat Earth theory.
Hey, Broadus. Hey, Broadus.
Oh, Broadus. Hey, Broadus. I'm like, I didn't realize who he was. Famous dude.
It's your boy, man. All right, let's get into a hump day edition. He was on Godfrey's podcast. Yeah. Godfrey the comedian. I watched that whole podcast. I was surprised that he showed up, but it was actually a good podcast, man. Yeah. Shout out to you, Alex Stein. Almost made me change my mind.
Almost.
All right, let's get into a butt naked Wednesday edition of LA Live, right into the great Rick James.
Bam! All right, you squares.
It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe.
Gravity isn't real.
It'll make it dance.
Moon's not real.
Everything.
Do your research, LA.
Everybody get high.
I'm telling you, man.
It doesn't matter. Chris Paul, Cliff Paul, Jake Paul, Logan Paul, Serge Ibaka, Chewbacca, Waka Flocka, CP3, C3PO. It doesn't matter. Star Wars and Luke Skywalker, well, right, Princess Leia. Bring them on. Tyler Hero, superhero, guitar hero. You can have Harden, you can have a Pardon, you can get a Garden.
Yeah.
White side, backside, sunny side, Phoenix Sun, Capri Sun, Mohegan Sun, the sun about to set.
It's butt naked.
That man is Shannon, boy. Hey, this is LA Live for Wednesday, March 19th, 2025. It is a butt naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Peace to Miss Erica Badu for naming today, and peace to the gods out there. You know, today's math, knowledge is born, son. And oh yeah, Miss Badu has linked up with the Alchemist, it looks like. She's going to be dropping a new album pretty soon here. She hasn't dropped the album in like 15 years, so I'm pretty sure it's going to be hot. Pretty sure it's going to be hot. Can't wait.
Saw Will Smith's doing a record, too.
Yeah, somebody said it's a recession signs.
Okay.
Sign of the recession is on the way.
Yeah, get your Mickey D's hat.
Yeah, Badu too, man. I don't know. All right, LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. And G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there this week, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us all and find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here. Some Michigan high school basketball phenom. His name is Keyshawn Somerville, having his way up there in Lansing. He's a point guard. I'm talking about dude having his way. He hit a half-court buzzer beater to win regionals for his squad. And this lady in the audience, she manifested this shot, I'm sure of it.
It ain't over.
Yeah.
She was hitting somebody then when she was saying
it's
that.
It's not over.
The person in front of her.
Keyshawn can make it. I know he can.
Damn, lady.
Come on, Key. Yeah! Yeah!
Man.
She's screaming about that NIL money. Might be coming to Keith pretty soon.
Yeah. He's guy up. Had 35 points in a 73-71 win.
Come on, dude.
That's why she was so confident.
I want to hear her confidence again one more time.
It's not over. Keyshawn can make it. I know he can. Come on, Key.
He hit that thing, dog.
Dude, that is so awesome.
Shout out to him, man.
He didn't get it off. He got it off.
Yeah. Garside. All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Bucket Naked Wednesday. I got a question for the Tolos that I asked on Facebook. You can follow me there, Lucius Alexander, Lucious. And this is in lieu of Eric getting busted at the gym.
Oh yeah!
Yes, you got busted at the gym using your brother's ID type of vibes.
It's well documented.
Yeah, my dad not do that. You know, I'm a junior.
Yeah,
you know, you tell him you're ball. Man.
Yeah,
go ahead and do it. Yeah, of course I was born in '63. Yeah. Like I was, of course, pops.
Sneak one past the goalie. Yeah.
And a friend of mine, I haven't seen her in a long time, and she asked me what happened to my abs.
Yeah,
shame me. I feel like she shouldn't because she got a BBL.
Okay.
You can't shame people if you got work done.
Right.
Nope.
But it got my behind back in the gym.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So did she.
Sometimes that's what it takes.
What song would you add to your workout playlist? I asked this to the Tolos so I can make me a little workout playlist, cheat sheet kind of vibe. I have a workout playlist, but you know, you want to add more because you start getting tired of the same songs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I usually, like, if I'm doing a circuit or something like that, where, you know, you got the bench, and then you go over to do arms, and maybe some squats, and you do, like, four workouts.
You're supersetting the hell out of that thing.
I might sound corny, but I use this.
Get you moving.
Stamina.
Hey!
Yeah. The 80s jazzercise era.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
80s montages?
Absolutely, yeah.
I can see the leg warmers right now.
Flashdance.
The leotards, the over-permed hair.
Love a good 80s montage.
Yeah. It's motivating. It's groovy. You're kind of dancing. Your body's still moving even when you're not in the middle of a set.
How are we going to save the rec center? I got it. A car wash. Yeah. I got a Tolo that said he's down with the sickness, so I threw a Disturbed on the playlist right here.
Yeah, I love Disturbed.
Hell at those drums.
They are.
You feel that.
I do feel that.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
There's no way you're not getting a personal best after this thing, you know?
Definitely weights.
They can
no running.
They can
definitely
feel that weights. In Mayanus, Connecticut.
I got another Tolo that said he likes to go to the Rocky soundtrack to work out.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Eye of the Tiger.
Hey! Ah! Yeah, you're throwing plates. You throwing plates on that bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're setting a new PR today.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, he says he'd like to listen to this joint right here, one of the Tolos. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Takes maybe, a little time.
Maybe tying your shoes.
Yeah.
Stretching a
little
bit.
Kind of looking around.
Kind of breathing through it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a great Rocky Balboa training montage. This is Drago.
Is this with the logs?
Yeah, I think so.
Chasing chickens around? Yeah. You chase chickens?
I think this is in Siberia or whatever.
Oh, you punching meat?
Yeah, he's got the KGB guys driving after him. He's there in the log cabin.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing the inverted sit-ups.
The inverted sit-ups, yeah. Man.
I mean, he's training to be a guy on roids who's freaking 6 inches taller than him.
I mean, crazy, dude. One of the most intimidating human beings at that time. Yeah.
Whatever he hits, he destroys.
Okay, he just keeps doing that. How about this other one right here from Rocky? He said he liked. Burning Heart, Survivor right
Survivor.
There.
Survivor.
There we go.
Adding that to the G-Bag workout playlist.
Survivor sang Eye of the Tiger.
You are.
Is this when he was depressed after Apollo Creed died? I don't know what.
Was he jogging on the beach? And then he was having those, he was driving in the Ferrari?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah. He's rich right here. No! Yeah, he's rich.
He's emotional.
Things have not gone
Ferrari,
well.
Bro, at night.
Yeah.
Driving close to the edge of the road. Like, I might do it, man.
Yeah. It's a
very 1980s right here.
Love the montage musics, man.
Yeah.
Got another Tolo that said they like T.I. Motivation. That's a classic for the gym right there. Let's see. Better get on your job. Tell them haters get on your job. Motivation. Get on your job. Tell yeah. them haters get on your job. Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them haters get on your job. Motivation. Suck, get on your job. If you hate, get on your job. You can look me in my eyes. I like that one. Anything don't kill me, make me better.
I used to love T.I., man. My goodness.
Yeah.
It's been a while, right?
Yeah, Blake looked like his son. You noticed that?
Wow.
Blake looked just like T.I.'s son. It's amazing. Limp Bizkit made the G-Bag workout playlist from Atolo. Shout out to you for bringing this one.
I just saw Fred Durst recently.
Yeah, he looked like he's seen God.
Oh, my Lord.
Is he still big? He slimmed down?
I don't know.
He's always kind of...
He's not like in great shape, but
that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
but it's just the beard and the hair. Everything okay. is just grown way out.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's like he has a science lab somewhere in his garage. Yeah.
He's still dressed like it's 2002. Yeah. And yeah, that's a lot of hair.
Like George Lopez.
I would think as a rock star, maybe you'd want to, I don't know, clean it up a bit.
But he's got the rock star. The gray showing.
Yeah, that's a lot of gray to be showing as a rock star, I think.
Here we go.
You like this one? This is on your playlist right here?
Yeah.
It's AC/DC, yeah.
Add an AC/DC Thunderstruck to the G-Bat workout playlist.
We hear this before every Cowboy game.
Got to have multiple AC/DC songs. This is the official song of my high school. We were the Thunder. Yeah.
Have a drink on me.
Oh, y'all were
it?
The Thunder?
We were the Mountain View Thunder.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a hustle.
Yeah, that's strong.
Every pep rally, every football game.
You know? Ours was like, and teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. Like, we're not going to win to this, bro. We're not going to win a game to this, dog.
Is that Chumbawamba?
Chumbawamba.
God. System of the Down, Toxicity.
See,
on the
this is a workout
playlist,
song?
Yeah. Oh, it turns up.
Oh, does it?
It turns up.
In about 99, I would say, 2000, it was this and the Disturbed record just back and forth for, I don't know, a better part of a year. We were rocking.
You got to lift weights to this one.
Yeah.
Who's this? Were you ever like Molly Hatchet?
Who is Molly Hatchet?
Look up Flirting with Disaster.
Flirting with Disaster.
Yeah.
Is it clean?
It's clean.
All right, hold on.
It's kind of a, it's from my being in Louisiana, but Molly Hatchet. Right. Flirting with Disaster.
Okay, hold on. Let's see what we got. Oh, shoot. That looks scary on that cover.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely an elliptical song.
Just running. Get ready. It's about to get really, it's got to go, it's got to start really get faster here in a minute.
Seven.
Hey! Woo-hoo. I want a crack a darn beer, bro. Yeah. What are you talking about, bro?
Yeah, that's right.
That's from my Louisiana days. Molly Hatchet.
That's me want to crack a beer, bro.
Oh, was a gal singing good. That? Molly Hatchet?
No, it's a guy. It was guys. Yeah.
Let's see right here. It's the Tolo sent me this one. Of course, I love this Van Halen right
now.
This will really make you do too much on your workout. You might strain a muscle.
You're looking live at the, at the Spectrum in Philadelphia, where the 76ers are taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. Hello, everybody. I'm Brian Brooks.
I like that, bro.
Nice.
Man, I hate when you get to the gym and like your headphones are about to die.
Yes, don't let that happen. Always charge them. Have a separate station for charging.
I try to work
out. Or that seven platform thing where you got you do your watch and you do all that.
Yeah. I try to work out through it, man. And the gym music has got to be changed because they was like, I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. I'm trying to do arms.
They're playing Taylor Swift and whatnot in there.
You got to go default classic rock, I feel like.
More of
an ass-kicking theme.
Yeah.
But.
Hopping out like Jack in the Box. See, somebody said I should put this list on play. Okay, I might do that, bro. Schoolboy Q was added to the playlist right here, the G-Bag workout playlist. A little num num juice to make you go crazy in the gym. Hey! I love that. I love that. What else, man? There's a whole lot, man, was added to here. I would appreciate y'all for that.
And any Beastie Boys stuff?
No Beastie Boys. But I never can pronounce this guy's name. Is it Deadmau5? Deadmau5? Carter, what's his full name? Deadmau5. Deadmau5 Solutions. Get it together.
Jeez.
Hey. Little cardio right there.
I remember a Modest Mouse a number of years ago.
I crashed my car into a cop car the other day. He just drove off. Sometimes life's okay. Hey. Okay, man, it's too many.
So Deadmau5 is just a DJ guy who wears a Mickey Mouse glow in the
dark. Something like that. And he goes off.
Helmet?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got this little music right here. He cardio. All right, last one, man.
Seems like
Pantera
music.
Yeah, it
Pantera.
Does. Pantera.
That's hockey, right? Dallas Stars do this one, I believe.
Yeah, this will make you throw some stuff around right here. Squats, some cleans. Yeah. All that type of stuff. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow on a Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live. Might post this playlist later for y'all to see this because we shared in this one. I'll holla. Peace.
There he goes. LA Live with Lucius Alexander every night about 5:40 in the G-Bag Nation. I've been hitting those Peloton rides. I like to do the 80s.
Yeah.
The 80s mixes, you know. There's something fun. There's some nostalgia in there as well, Brian.
What's your favorite 80s group?
I don't know. Maybe Wham.
Wham? Wham's not bad.
Some great
George
ones.
Michael?
Madonna. Yeah, that's right. George Michael and Madonna, two of my favorite artists.
Guns N' Roses?
From the 80s.
Absolutely Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses, yeah.
Even though I think their finest work came out in the early 90s. Yeah, this was a great tune in about 92.
White Zombie is crazy.
This is maybe one of the greatest workout songs of all time. Thank you, Lucius.
I want to break the table right now.
Trip around the bases, Chief.
Yeah, let's do it. Tokyo revolutionized the sport of drinking coldies at the ballpark. Plus, find someone who loves you as much as Shohei loves his pup next to the nation.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 864 Seasons.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.